Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. Well, we did it. We made it through another week. I'm really excited that you guys could join us once again. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, and boy, do we have a great guest for you guys. This guest is someone who is not only an icon when it comes to disco and R&B, but she's really been an inspiration to people, I think, literally around the world. I'm talking about none other than Gloria Gaynor. She's making her first appearance on Conversations Live today, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. She has a brand new book that's coming out in December called We Will Survive. She has an album coming out just next week called We Will Survive as well. We're going to talk to Ms. Gaynor not only about her place in music, but what it's been like for her to be an inspiration to all of you. We want to thank you for joining us both on the radio side as well as online. I know my mom is listening. She's been a little under the weather. Glad that you could tune in with us, Mom. I want to dedicate this song to you as we kick off the interview. Here is a song that she's, I think, known for really around the world. Here's Gloria Gaynor with I Will Survive. We'll be right back with my conversation with her right after this.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned.
Bye.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. The Queen of R&B and Disco is joining us here today for the first time to talk to us not only about her amazing career in music, but what it's been like for her to really be a part of history. Gloria Gaynor is a person that many people know because of her single, I Will Survive, but this year she's hitting us with two great projects. First will be her album that will be coming out on Amazon.com. We're going to talk about that, but also her book that's hitting December the 1st, also entitled We Will Survive. Ms. Gaynor, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, this is really exciting for me because, you know, I know, of course, in my generation what this song has meant, and you have been able to really, I think, impact so many people, not only through your music, but also the messages that you've been able to share, Ms. Gaynor. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to your music over the years?
It's been wonderful. It truly has been awesome to realize that I've chosen to do something that has such a positive impact on people, and that's the reason for the book. This is the first song, I believe, that has had an entire book written about it. And the book is about, it's 40 stories of how I Will Survive has impacted the lives of people and encouraged and empowered them to be able to make it through difficult and sometimes traumatic circumstances in their lives.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and we're going to be letting our listeners know, of course, how they can be able to get it for themselves. Of course, the information is also on your website, GloriaGaynor.com. We'll be sharing that as well. So, you know, when you look at your career and, you know, you think about all of the highlights, I mean, you know, the way that people have over the years really gravitated to you, of course, not only winning awards for your music, but, of course, being recognized even recently, I mean, for your single being one of the, you know, the greatest songs of all time. You know, when did you know that music was your thing? When did you know that that was a gift that God had given you?
Oh, I think when I was about 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was singing in my stairwell in my apartment building, and a neighbor came downstairs and looked over the banister and said, Gloria, was that you singing? I said, yes. She said, my God, I thought that was the radio.
Wow.
I must have sounded pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say that at 12 years old and now, of course, for you to be able to have this amazing career, you know, I think, you know, what has to be one of the greatest homages to you, Ms. Gaynor, and I'll have you actually talk about this, but as you talk about the book We Will Survive, you talk about the people from, you know, everyday individuals, from celebrities, you know, talking about how that song has impacted them. You know, all of us have a story. What has it been like for you to kind of see how people's lives have been changed because of the message of those words of I Will Survive?
It's truly been unbelievable. It's been very validating and has added so much meaning and purpose to my life to know that when I sing that song, I give people something that lasts beyond the duration of my concert, something they can take home with them, something they can that really adds to their lives, something positive.
Gloria, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're joining us right here on Conversations Live. Stay with us.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books, books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances? And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending, not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Author E.J. Brock delivers a powerful story in her book, Brock's Redemption, the first in her new series. Brock is by far the most powerful ultimate watcher. Bound by duty and love, he has spent centuries living in the shadows protecting God's so loved humanity from his evil demon brethren. Jody is a plus-size college professor who has been abandoned by her husband, family, and friends. She has lost faith in humanity and has no interest in establishing a new relationship. But when she meets Brock, both their worlds are changed. But is their change for the better? Brock has no intention of letting his demon brethren get in his way. Will he rescue Jody in time for his own redemption? Get your copy of Brock's Redemption today on Amazon.com for only 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents throughout the month of November. For more information about the author and the series, visit www.aspiritmateromance.com. That's www.aspiritmateromance.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
More of our decisions are being made for us than by us. Personal freedom is slipping. The government, the media, and even the church seem to work overtime for control. We can't afford to be fooled. It's your life, and thinking is your tool to live life well. It is time to take personal responsibility seriously. Linda C. Newberry's book, Great Men Think Like God, You Have the Mind of Christ, outlines how to retool your thoughts like you would a failing piece of machinery. Take out what's not working and replace it with what does, so you can effectively control and direct your life. You can get your copy of Great Men Think Like God, You Have the Mind of Christ today in paperback and on Kindle on Amazon.com. You can also visit Linda's website at www.lindacnewberry.com. That's www.lindacnewberry.com. And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation that we're having today with legendary R&B disco queen Gloria Gaynor. There was something that you posted recently. For those who are not following you on Twitter, we want to make sure that they are doing so at Gloria Gaynor. But you posted a picture of yourself with Annie, who is a Holocaust survivor, who is also, of course, in the book. When you meet people like her, and she tells you the impact that that song had on her life, considering what she has gone through, how humbling is that experience?
It is extremely humbling. It truly is. This woman is 93 years old. She's more spry than I am. And she spends her life making sure that people don't forget about her experiences and how and the horrors that happened at Auschwitz and how it can happen any place at any time if people allow themselves and not only condone other people being intolerant of people who are simply different than them. But if you don't stand up and make it known that you believe that's wrong. And so very humbling to meet people like Annie.
And there's so many other voices like hers. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege and the honor of speaking today with legendary R&B disco queen Gloria Gaynor. We're talking to her not only about her upcoming release, the album and book We Will Survive, but what it's been like for her over the years to be able to share her amazing life. Now, I want to go back to you personally for a moment. The book, of course, tells the story of others and how this song has impacted you. You also have been tweeting quite a bit, Ms. Gaynor, about the importance of self-awareness. Awareness, knowing who you are. Have you always kind of been someone who's known that your life has value or that your life has purpose, or when did you realize that?
As a matter of fact, I was not. I was not someone like that. When you read my book, you'll find out why. Because I had things happen to me in my life as a child that did not support self-esteem and validation. And so, no, I was not that kind of a person. That happened to me when I grew up and became a Christian and began to know who I was, who I am in Christ.
Yeah. And that realization, I think, has to be so freeing as you are helping other people to see. I mean, you even talk about in one of your tweets that, you really aren't living until you get to that place. When you realize that value and that worth, and that's been the case for you as well, that you realize that's when your life really began?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%, yes.
Well, with the book, again, that's being released on Amazon.com December the 1st, people can go ahead and pre-order it now. And if they do that right now, they can actually get it for a very reduced price. So make sure you guys go over to Amazon.com and do that. But there's also the album, and we're getting ready to listen to one of the singles, You're Right on Time. Talk to us about this, the love story of music that comes through on this album, We Will Survive. Ms. Gaynor, how does the album come about?
The album came about because it's something I've always wanted to do, inspirational songs, Christian songs, songs that really add to people's lives, really support them, really uplift and bless them, and has a positive impact on their lives. And so that's what these songs do. They support the stories in the book. They help you understand where the strength comes from for these people. They make that available to anybody so that you can survive and know that you will survive whatever life happens to throw at you.
Exactly. And this is just one of the great singles from that project. Here is Ms. Gloria Gaynor with You're Right on Time. We'll be right back here on Conversations Live.
Without a prayer, I've been broken, gave up hoping, yeah, I've been there. Sometimes it takes a sunset to remind us just the smallest thing that's living reminds us we will survive. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how weak, no matter how lost, you've just got to know you're being led. You're just where you need to be. Not early or late, you see, you're right on time. I've been hurt. When I decided to stop running and let the future come to me, I only had to let the sun in so that the truth could set me free. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how weak, no matter just gotta know you're being led. You're just where you need to be. Not early or late, you see. You're right on time. No matter how hard, no matter how dark, no matter how long the road ahead, no matter how weak, no matter how long, you just gotta know you'll be here. You're just where you need to be. Not early or late, you see. You're right on time.
Again, that was You're Right on Time here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking with Gloria Gaynor not only about her career, but also her new projects that are coming up really soon. For one, the album from which that single is taken, We Will Survive, as well as the book as well. So when people finish the book, Ms. Gaynor, when they are able to read these 40 stories that you've been able to compile and be able to look at your own life, what is your hope for readers and people who will read it that they will be able to know for themselves about what's possible for them?
My hope is that they will know that, like I said before, whatever life throws at you, hold on to the ultimate power, the ultimate strength, and know that you will survive whatever it is. You know, these things are meant to strengthen you, to lift you up, to encourage you, to help you grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And so take everything from them. Take everything you can from those experiences. Add it to your life and be a bigger and better person for it.
Right. I think that is great advice for all of us. And Ms. Gaynor, we're so excited that you could come and share this information with us and let our listeners know not only about the album but also the book as well. As again, the message is clear from the very title, We Will Survive, and that is the thing that we were all born to be survivors. Ms. Gloria Gaynor has been our guest. You guys can stay in contact with her on her website at www.gloriagaynor.com. Also, as I mentioned, she has a Twitter page as well, so you can find her at twitter.com/Gloria Gaynor. Be able to stay in contact with her tweets. They are definitely inspiring and I think encouraging. And Ms. Gaynor, there's one that I read actually just yesterday that made me really think about ourselves and about who we are. And what you said was this: I have survived with the nourishment of caring people who have encouraged me over the years. Can you kind of talk about for you the power of friendship and how that has really been one of the things that has helped you to survive?
Friendship is such a necessary thing in life. Your friends are your family that you choose as opposed to nature choosing for you. And people, you need to surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are, and people who are not as smart as you are in certain areas, so that you can give and you can receive. So and never taking. Just giving and receiving and being supported, and also having people in your life who you know will tell you the truth at their own detriment. In other words, I don't care how you feel about me when I tell you this, but I know you need to hear this, so I'm going to say it.
Exactly.
Those are true friends, and those are the kind of people that you need to have in your life. Not people that just agree with everything you say no matter what, because they allow you to go down the road to degradation and leave you standing there alone. So you need friends who really will speak truth into your life, who will encourage you, support you, uplift you, and for whom you are willing to do the same.
Exactly. As you also tweeted, Ms. Gaynor, you have more strength than you know until you need it, and I think that's the thing. And the strength can come sometimes in places that we don't even expect, and so that's one of the great things about amazing, again, to be able to speak to you. It really has been an honor. My mom's going to be so excited, Ms. Gaynor, that she's being able to hear her son talk to you. Congratulations to you, not only on the album and the book, but all the great things that you're doing to encourage the world, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you so much. That'd be my great pleasure.
All right. Then again, Ms. Gloria Gaynor, GloriaGaynor.com is the website for you guys to go to. Remember, the book is coming out December 1st. The album is actually coming out next week. We Will Survive is the title of both projects. So make sure you guys are taking advantage of getting both. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Take advantage of that by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.